Bays and Nida Benos Kusim Yerudiach S. Thomas Etoshim Mem Bays, Tuesday, June 29th, 1982.
Continued. Up to Gnan, the first line that from the Chesom Gal, but we didn't learn the cases. We have here a machlokes between the Brady and Rav and Rabbah de Barab. According to the Brady, so in computing the Nizire in regard to the woman who is really done, became she in the Nizire. So the question is, what is considered to Nizire? Because only in the Nizire is Damkeishi Historia, but in the Nizire Damkeishi Historia. So the question is, what do we consider Yimizide? What do you consider Yimei Nidi? So Rabbi Levi says that only the Yudalikim, in other words, if a woman had an initial Riyah on the first of this, and then she had Riyahs on any one of the days, starting with the 8th of this until the 18th of this, so then she doesn't become his own. But suppose she had an initial riyah on the first of this, and then she had riyahs on the individual king, but she continued to have a discharge of dam on the 19th and on the 20th of this, and on the 21st of this, so according to the lady, she has to count Zayinki. She has to count Zayinki. And then, according to Rav, no. Even if she has a riyah on the first of this, and then she has a riyah on the eighth of this, and throughout the Yudalik Yom, but she continues to have a riyah done on the 19th and the 20th and the 21st, so it's still considered in Zive, and she doesn't have to start counting Zayinki. Why? Because the 7 days following the Yudalik Yom, so that's the 7 days that she has to count Zayinki. So the Mele, it's also considered to be Zive. And then Rabbah de Barabe adds one thing. Suppose she starts to having the flow on the 9th of this, and she continues to have the flow into the 19th of this, in 20th and 20 up to the 25th, and she continues to have the flow even on the 26th of this, 27th of this, 28th of this, she still doesn't have to count Zayinki. So then the question is, so when do we visualize a case of a Yeledes that has Damkeishi, has a Riyas Damkeishi, being there? In other words, if the flow didn't start in the Mizive, but once the flow started in the Mizive and it continued, it didn't stop. So then it's always considered Mizive. It's always considered Mizive. That's the machlok case between Rablevi and Rav and Rabbah de Barab. So I said last time that in respect to the Shittas Rambam, the Rambam seems to be contrary to a number of Gemores, to a number of prices. The price that one is Zayin and Beis, Mayim Nidoso Yehuim Yizivo and Sfira Shivu Eilameh. So the Gemores says it's Yevshea, why? So we see from this Gemore, like the Rambam, that the moment a woman becomes his avodeira, so it suspends, it holds the commencement of the nida in abeyance until she has completed the count of Zayinki. In other words, it's not an uninterrupted treasury of 7-11, and then the braise in Erech Davches, the cheshbein is there, and then the braise. Not the price of the money, that from the test of the base, and so all these demores, and then And so all these Gemores appear to be contrary to the Shitas Rambam. So I say that it's possible to answer the Rambam by saying that according to the Rambam, that's the machlokes between the Brevi on one hand and the Rav and Rabbi Barabe on the other. Rabbi Levi says that ein avad mitayer al yom morun is bezot. So in other words, so according to Rabbi Levi, if a woman who is a yeldis. So if she's had a riyas dam kinshi, if she had an initial riyas dam on the first instance, and then she had a riyas dam kinshi on the eighth or the ninth and the tenth, so she doesn't become his own dead. Or even if she had a riyas dam on the 16th and the 17th and the 18th, so she does not become his own dead. But suppose she had the riyas dam in the Yudalef Yei on the 16th, the 17th, and the 18th, and then she continued to have the flow on the 19th, and the 20th, and the 21st, then she has to start counting time. According to Rav, not. So the Levi agrees with it. The Levi has the same sheet as the Rambam, that in counting the cycles of him is even given it, so it's an uninterrupted treasure. So here too, it's an uninterrupted cheshbon. That's why the Rebbe says, in Avad Mitayor Yom Moroi Miriz Mezov, Mashiach Kin Rav, he says, after the Yom Moroi Miriz Mezov. Because in view of the fact that she saw that on the 16th and the 17th and the 18th, so she should become Mizavet Deva, except for the Awoche, that in the Mizivet Dam Kish does not make her Mizavet Deva. But if not for that aloche, she would become Isabel Dele, and she would have to count Zayin Nikin from the days extending from the 19th of Nisan up to the 25th of Nisan, inclusive. So in Mele, the commencement of the Yeminide is held in abeyance until she counted Zayin Nikin, even though in this particular case, in view of the fact that it's Riyas Dam Kedishi, so she doesn't become Mizavet Deva. But if not for the Gzeres HaKosev, that she does not, or Doma Machlas Atzel, Doma Machlas Vodo, then she would become Mizavet Deva, and that would suspend the commencement, the commencement of the Nide until she has finished counting Zayin Nikin. So even now that there is a Gzeres HaKosev, it is still. So it is still held in abeyance. That's why Rav says, Rav is Chilkamei, and Rav Levi, he agrees that she is a Rambam. But then, if we are going to say that, so then we have to say that the Rambam passes like Rav Levi. The Rambam doesn't discuss that halacha altogether. He doesn't discuss that halacha altogether, the Rambam. So, but the Magnishtha says that the Rambam probably passes like Rav and Rav Adi Barabi. So we see from that Magnishne, the Magnishne does not agree with this terence that it's possible to say and the Shiva Sarah. And now the question is, why isn't it totally the same machlokes of Rabbi and Rav? Now the answer is, what would Ramban say? The Ramban certainly will not say that that's the machlokes between the Levi and Rav and Rabbi Barab. So why not? The answer is, according to Ramban, so when we say that the commencement of this Gimelide are held in abeyance until the woman has completed the count of Zayin Nikin, if she mamish became Mizavet Deva and she became Yechuyeves to count Zayin Nikin, and she became Yechuyeves to count Zayin Nikin, but if she didn't become mamish Mizavet Deva, as for instance here, where the Riyas Dam on the 16th, 17th, and 18th of Nisan, so war Dam Kedishin, so the Mele Dezem Zeres HaKosuv, Dom Chatzmo, Dom Machlas Vodo, she doesn't become a Zobet Mele, she doesn't have to count Zayin Nikin. So why should it be held in abeyance? That's why the Brady says that it's not held in abeyance. And Rav says, goes so far, that if there had, in view of the fact that if there hadn't been a Zerasakos of Shom Machos Atzel, Dom Machos Modo, so it would be held in abeyance. So even now that there is a Zerasakos, because if without a Zerasakos, so the Yemide would be suspended, would be held in abeyance. So even now that it's Damkeichi and the reason it was apostle, it's also held in abeyance. Mashiach came in the case, but the baby says it's not held in abeyance because she doesn't become a Zabadele. But in the case where she does become a Zabadele, then even a baby is made it, that the commencement of the Zion king is suspended until the woman has completed the count of Zion king. Now, the Magnish. Now you see, on the margin, he says, Aleph, Atul Yomi Mohu, Misvira Svira Duroso. So the Mishpat says, I'm in the Mishnah, the Zion, you have to sort of be our Halle. How is it that all of a sudden he says, I'm in the Mishnah? I mean, you always mention the Rambam. The answer is, the Rambam doesn't pass through the day. The Rambam doesn't pass through the day. So, the Rambam doesn't pass through the day. So the Mishnah says, that in Astam, the Rambam passes like Rav and like Rabad Barad. Rabad Barad adds to Rav, but he's not necessarily Chirkan Rav. In other words, he adds something. So, this is the Magnishna in Peir Zayin. In Peir Zayin, may Yilches, Yisurit Biye, Halochel.
Does she have a Vesek Kavua here when she's 8 months pregnant?
Why?
The Chavis Hadas only applied the Rambam Shita to where she had a Vesek Kavua, but if she's eight months
where she had not have a Vesek Kavua, just the opposite.
Oh, so this would apply. So here she has not a Vesek Kavua.
I don't want to discuss now the Chavis Hadas, please. I just mentioned the possibility of this Teretz because I don't want to discuss the Rambam because we'll discuss the Rambam at the rest of the Vesek. Oh, so he said. So Magnusha mentions the machlekes between Rablevi and Rav, Ravade Barave, and he says, Vizeu das Rabbein, like Ravade Barave. Where do we see it? What did my Mishnah see it? Why should he say, Vizeu das Rabbeinu? Rambam doesn't discuss it. He doesn't discuss it. But, now I don't want to discuss it with Rambam. Now the Chavis Hadas gives his Teretz. Another Teretz, there are three possible Teretz with Rambam. One is that Rambam holds the best of Machlekes between the Rabbeinu and Rabbat Barabe, and Rabbeinu and Rabbat Barabe. And the Rambam paskens like Rabbi. The Rambam paskens like Rabbi. So, and then another Teretz is what the Chavis Hadas says. But if we accept the Chavis Hadas Teretz, we still have to mention some more modifications because the Chavis Hadas Teretz does not answer all the kashas. Does not answer all the kashas against the Rambam, something more. Because there are so many subjects. I mean, contrary to the Rambam. And then the third Balabatisha Teretz is, the Chavis Hadas Teretz is not the Balabatisha Teretz, it's a very long Teretz. But we encounter certain difficulties in the Russian Rambam, according to if we accept Haridasa. But it's a very longish occurrence. Then another Balabatish occurrence is that Stilse says the Kashi, the Bishile Bosimo Nomad, even do so, she never even in English as a Boso. So Stilse says, you should not also my own Zalatan, Sherein Yedalet, in the veins, and the first in the veil. So I showed that this thesis can only be the shitose of thesis pshat after Dalet. But this thesis Teretz cannot be mentioned according to Rashi's pshat anymore. So in other words, so we can say, and I think that some Achrim will say that, that the Rambam holds that there is a machlekes aprisis. On one hand, we have the price here, Mayim Lidoso Yerun Yisive Benisvira Shiva Yerone, and it's Yevshi. So this price spells it out in so many words, that if a woman becomes his own Deire as a result of the Yerun Yisive, so that suspends the commencement of the Yerunide until she has successfully completed the count of Yerunide. So if a woman says, if a woman has a ring of Dam on the 16th and 17th and 18th, so then the Yerunide will not begin until the 26th. Even though ordinarily they would begin on the 19th, but since she had a ring on the 16th, 17th and 18th, So it's held in abeyance until she has completed the Tavdanki. That's this price. But the price that the Dalet says just the reverse, you may do so, Shemereya, Beneo, Isfira, Zimoso. So Tesis applies it to Zalatane. But the Rambam doesn't apply it to Zalatane. So the Rambam Shiti is that that price is chilk on this price. And the Rambam pastels like that price. The Rambam pastels like that price. That's another text. Now, if we are going to say, if we are going to say like this Teretz, so then we can understand as to why the Rambam doesn't even mention the machlokes between Rabbi Levi and Rav. Why doesn't he pass the Rambam passes all halachos? And this he doesn't even mention. So if we say that according to the Rambam, so there is a machlokes abraisis and this deal. In other words, a machlokes between the prices of one Zion, which holds that once a woman becomes his own dealer, so the commencement of the cycle of Yerunide is held in abeyance until the Zabit Dele has completed the count of Zayin Ki. Mashiach in the Braise, that in the Braise that Mubalad holds, that it's an uninterrupted treasure, 7-11, 7-11. So, and the Rambam Paschals like the Braise, that from Dalet, it's an uninterrupted cheshen. So maybe the Rambam holds that the whole machlokes between Levi and Rav and Chabad and Bar Havi is irrelevant. In other words, that because here we have similar machlokes in connection with a woman who had a rile on the 16th, 17th, and 18th, but who did not become a Zomitele because of the Zosakosu of Doma Machas Atzma and Doma Machas Voda. So Doma Machas Voda. So, Rebbe says in regard to such a woman who had a rile of on three successive days in the Zile, and who did not become a Zomitele because of the special Zosakosu. So Rebbe says that the desire that the commencement of the Yerunide is not held in abeyance. And Rav and Rabbi Barabbas say that even in that case it's held in abeyance. So the Rambam Shikin could be that both Rebbe and Rav and Rabbi Barabbas, they are hearing a limited price here that from Zion. And that's why the Brady and Rav and Rabbi Barabbas mentioned that machlokes. Right here, after this sukkah, after this brayse was mentioned. Because this brayse holds that it's not an uninterrupted treasure vis-a-vis a regular zohar who is mechuyeves to come down here. So, So marriage is between Rabbi Levi and Rabbi Nachman ben Abba. Rabbi Levi says, vis-a-vis Beit Lozobe, who is mechuyavis to come by the king, then it's not an uninterrupted cheshbon. Then we certainly say, as this price says, that once a woman becomes a zavadeira and she becomes required to count zayukim, so the commencement of the zayumimide are held in abeyance. Mashiachim, vis-a-vis a woman who does not become a zavadeira because of Doma Machas Atmo and Doma Machas Vodo. So why should it be held in abeyance? And the Rab says that inasmuch as if there hadn't been a zakos of Doma Machas Vodo, the water, so then it would be held in abeyance. So even here it's held in abeyance. Masha'im came, the Rambam, he passes that even vis-a-vis a regular zakos, who is mechuyavet to count zayukim, it's not held in abeyance. So certainly, so this whole question is irrelevant. That's why the Rambam doesn't have to pass it. Maybe that's the raya, the hechrach, that the Magnishne has, that the Rambam certainly passes like Rav Ravad Mahal. Certainly passes, why doesn't he pass it? Why doesn't he mention it? The Rambam doesn't have to mention it. Because the Rambam mentions the previous deen in respect to a regular zone. So isn't that the kalachim of logic? That if a regular zone, who is mechuyavet to count zayukim, so the cheshbon is uninterrupted, alachas kama v'chamo, that if she doesn't have to count zayukim, so it's certainly not suspended, the zayukim, mashayim, then the question would be, so what does the Magnishni mean? The Magnishni means, what the Magnishni says is very strange, because if we say like that, so that means that the whole machleket between the Rebbe and Rav and Ravad and Rav is alibi the price here. But I'll leave the price up from Dalit, so even a regular Zobe is an uninterrupted cheshbon. Certainly, in regard to this, so then the Magen Mishneh should say, on the contrary, it's not mashma that the Magen Mishneh means that. He says, Vizeh Das Rabbeinu, like Rabbeinu Barad. On the contrary, Das Rabbeinu, so, in other words, if we say, that the Rambam holds that there is a machlekes abraises, so then, and the machlekes between the Rebbe and Rav and Rav is only alive this braise, but alive the braise that condales on the contrary, so even the regular Zobe has to count an uninterrupted cheshbon of 7-11. Certainly here, so everybody will say like Rebbeinu. And the Magen Mishneh says, Vizeh Das Rabbeinu. So in other words, we cannot say that the Magen Mishneh holds that this is the Pshat in the Rambam this time. But I just mentioned it. So that means that the Rambam's Shite has no teretz, unless we are going to say like the Chavitah's teretz. So then we can say what the Magnishni says. But then the question arises, so why doesn't the Rambam mention the Taloche? He doesn't mention it, whether the Taloche is like Rebbeinu or the Rabbu. The Taloche is like Rabbeinu Barab. Alright, now let's see the cases. The Rabbeinu Barab omar af yomim avulim iskira skira zivot. Rintema, mai hisif al divrei Rabbu. Hold Rab Name or in the Sire, Hani Zay Yom, Achari Dalet Yom. The Osma Sile is Yudalet Achari, Shehem in Zive, Vim Kei, Vim Ki Hold Rab Name or in the Sire, Hani Zay Yom, Achari Dalet Yom. The Osma Sile is Yudalet Achari, Shehem in Zive, Vim Kei, 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 Vim Kei What's the discussion? Tesis, you see, Tesis certainly does not agree with the Shita of the Rambam. Tesis certainly agrees with the Shita of the Rambam. So these are Bezobe who becomes required to count 19. There is Aloha that the commencement of Zion, of the cycle of humility, is held in abeyance until the woman has completed the count of 19. But here we are dealing with a woman who had the real damkeich and the 16th and the 17th and the 18th. So there is a zersakosu that she doesn't have to count Zayniki. If she doesn't have to count Zayniki, so then we certainly should apply an uninterrupted chesh of 7-11. Still, so that's why the Rebbe says that in Abad Mitayra we don't know who he is with. So then Rab mentions an extra chesh that the 7 days following immediately the 11 days, so there are two damkeishim stuff. There is a special one. Why does Rav say that? Alright, that's a kasha. But Rav says so. So the melee, but once Rav says that the 7 days following immediately the 11 days, so there we say that it is the 7 days following immediately the 11 days. So it's not considered, so Damkinshi is not Toeya. So the Melech. So then, once he counts the 7 days, so then after the count of the 7 days, so it's again that he made. The Yemei Zivo. So Yemei Zivo. Because, like this, the Aloha is Yudalev Yem Shebehidomi. So, the brain beholds, that after the completion of Yudalev Yem, even though the 7 days of winning the Sfira Zivoso for Iriya on the 16th, 17th, and 18th have not elapsed, so it's already Yemenido. It's Yemenido. But after the 7 days of the Yom Ha'Ohim is Sfirat Zivoso, so that means the 26th day should mark the cycle of Yemei Zivo again. So how can Rav say differently to Rabbi Barak? So according to Rav, so Keshi should be retired. V'yesh leima, deini yuachi yad roshi vasimi asiro, acha yudala. V'im roa soos, av v'keshi tneyo l'Rav. In other words, there is a machlokes between Rav and Rabade. Keshi shita is that it's not that Rabade is just explaining to Rav's. But Rabade is chilik on Rav. According to Rav, so only the Yom Ha'Ohim is Sfirat Zivoso. 7 days followed immediately the Yudalev. So they are not considered as Yemenido. Why? Because in case a woman had seen Dam on the 16th and the 17th and the 18th, so then it would hold the beginning of the Yemenido in abeyance until the 26th day. So Mimele, that means, so Rav says that even if she continued to see Dan on the 19th and the 20th and the 21st, so it's also considered as invisible. Because suppose the head clinics are supposed to have done Masafna with Yom HaFadwadah. So then it would help in the baby, and she would sit down on the 16th, 17th, 18th. So there it would be held in abeyance, the commencement of the Yemenido would be held in abeyance until the 26th. So that's why, so even now that there is a Zerzakosu, it's also held in abeyance until the 26th. So that's what this says. Bimroasos abdicated me Levi. So then, but suppose, so if she would see, and she would have a flow, and the 26th and 27th and 28th, so then she would be Teo, a contract. Alright. So right now, so far, Tinsles agrees with Rashi's Pshat in Rav and Rabbanu. But now Tinsles mentions another Pshat in Rav and Rabbanu. So he says, V'rachkireish delay v'imtayir v'ishayomim ho'ruim yosif ben zob avoyud v'yudalet v'imruim yosif ben zob tafiroa so'apim gam v'yudbeis e'yoyimidon. In other words, Rach is altogether a different chat in the machlekes between Rebrevi. In the machlekes between Rebrevi and Rav and Rabad Barab. In other words, that according to the Rach, so it goes without saying that if a woman had an initial Riyah, Yeris, had an initial Riyah on the first of his, and then she, on the eighth of his, she had another day. Suppose she had a riyah on the eighth of this, and the flow didn't stop. And she had a riyah on the eighth, and the ninth, and the tenth, up to the 18th, and the 18th subside on the 18th. And then she continued to have the flow, with riyah damkeishi, on the 19th, and on the 20th, on the 21st. So in such a case, even a baby would be made. So everybody would be made, not even a baby. Even Rabbi Barabe would be made, that she would become Zabidel. Become Zabidel. Because after all, since the Aloha is the Damkeshi, even Zive, is not Mitame, she doesn't become Zabidel. So why should the commencement of the Mitame, which normally would begin on the 19th in India, why should it be held in abeyance? If these are the regulars of it, so it's held in abeyance because she has to come by the king. But vis-a-vis this woman, who is expected to give birth to a child, and she has a real damkeishi, so she doesn't become a zavidere. If she doesn't become a zavidere, so the fact that she had the real on 3 days, even if she had a riyah on only 11 days. But she doesn't become a zavidele through that riyah. So the melee, according to everybody, on the 19th of Nisan, the cycle of humility begins again. But the machlekes between Reb Levi and Rav and Rabad Bahur and Rabad Barabe is like, is in regard to the last 2 days of Yidalke. If a woman had initial Riyah on the first of Nisan, and then she had a Riyah on the 18th, on the 8th of Nisan, and then on the 9th and on the 10th, then everybody agrees that she doesn't become Zodiac. And even if she had a Riyah on the 11th, the 12th, the 13th, so everybody agrees she doesn't become Zodiac, she doesn't become the only king. Now, even if she had a riyah on the 14th, the 15th, the 16th, so everybody agrees she doesn't have the town zayin king. But Rabbi says, only if she has a riyah, if she'll have a riyah on the 8th, the 9th, the 10th, or even if she'll have a riyah on the 16th, 17th, and 18th. And 18. So she will still, so she'll still not become Zabidele. But, the living entire Lakisha Yomi Mogun Lassi Ben Zobe, Abu Yud Yidale, the Yerwin Lassi Ben Zobe, that in the Roa Safi will come to your base, and you'll need it, so then she's male. In other words, if she'll have an initial riyah done on the 8th of this, I'm sorry, on the 1st of this, And then she'll have another Mizdat on the 17th and 18th. And then she'll have a Mizdat on the 19th. So then, according to Lady, she'll become Zalagdeira. Why? Because the Rizdam on the 19th, that's not Yemizive. That's certainly not Yemizive. But the Rizdam on the 17th and the 18th are still Yemizive. But Lady says, in view of the fact that the 17th and the 18th, so the Riz on the 17th and 18th, that's the 10th of the Dalakay, and the 11th of the Dalakay, by themselves, couldn't make her into Isabel Dewey. So the Mele, since the Xerasakosu of Domomachmas Atzmo, who is Domomachmas Vodo, only implies that if the Riz Dam took place on days which otherwise would be able to make charges of it. So if the Riyaz Dam changes, so then the Zazakosa means she doesn't become an Alkei. But if she had an initial Riyaz on the first Riyaz, and then she had another Riyaz on the 17th of this, and on the 18th of this, the 17th and 18th of this Ma represent the 10th and the 11th of the Yudalev Yei, that follows immediately the Zion Meridus. So the Mele, suppose it hadn't been Damkeshi, would she be able to become Zabed Dele with the Riyas of these 2 days? In order to become Zabed Dele, she must have 3 Riyas and 3 successive days in the Yemizite. So a woman could not become Zabed Dele. A woman could not become Zabed Dele. By the years of the 17th and the 18th, she could become Isabel Dele. Suppose she had the years. What would be that worth if she would see it? She had it. Suppose the woman is not here, and she had an initial year on the first of Nisi, and then she has another year on the 17th of Nisi, and then she has another year on the 18th of Nisi, and then she has another year on the 19th of this, what would be her status? She wouldn't have to count 19. She would only have to count 1 clean day, as the Shemara Seyim is like Bano, and then 7 unclean days, because the Riyah is done on the 19th of this, so that makes her intermediate. So the Mele seems, in an ordinary woman who is not a Yerubis, if she had this kind of a Riyah, on the 17th of Nisi, and the 18th of Nisi, and then on the 19th of Nisi, she would become Isabel Dele if she hadn't been in Yerubis. If it hadn't been Damkeshi. But if she hadn't been in Yerubis, and she had an initial year on the first of Nisi, and then she would have a year on the 17th of Nisi, and on the 18th of Nisi, and on the 19th of Nisi, what would be her status? Not of Isabel Dele. So the family plus leader. So she would have to count 1 clean day plus 7 days, clean or unclean, doesn't make any difference. So the Mele, in case of a Yeldes, the lady says, if she had, when do we say that the Dam Keshi is Doya, she doesn't have to count anything. Not Rizobe, not Rinus, nothing. That's only if the 3 Riyas, that in the Yemei Zive and 3 successive days, had taken place beyond him ha'uim liziva. In other words, if she had initial year on the first of this, and then another year, on the 8th, 9th, and 10th, or an initial year on the first, and then 3 years on the 16th, 17th, and 18th, so it's not changing, and she's toya. But if she had initial year on the first of this, and then she had 2 years on the 17th and 18th. So these 2 years could not culminate in the Zivus Deiro anyway, even if she hadn't been a Yildes. So mainly if she is a Yildes, and she had a Riyah Aria on the 17th and 18th, and then on the 19th she has another year, so she'll become an idol. It will not be Torah, it will be Torah. That's a complaint. Abu Yubi Dalad, the Unimosikens of it, that we will also have to come to the place, Eyal Nino. We have Macy, Rav is Macy, if Yom Mawin is here, he can assume the Dalad, we have Mishi Yom Machikei. In other words, Rav is Macy, the days of starting from the 17, 18, and 19, and 20th, and 21st, and 22nd, and 23rd. 7 more days.
One second,
please, let me finish it. We have this, if you're not really here, I'm in the middle of explaining something, and you interrupt me. We have Mesif Yom Yorun Yisire, Kinasir Yudalek, Bechamish Yom Machekei, Abo Shnei Yom Yishiva Yom Machekei, Imro Asra Ben Meir. But the 24th and the 25th, so according to Rav, if she sees them, so she's Meir Rav. The Ravad Mesi, Af Isom Shnei Yom, Vinitzo, Kulam Teher. So in other words, and according to Rabbi Barabe, even if the flow will continue, if the flow will continue on the 24th and the 25th, so it's also time. It's also time. So in other words, according to Rach's chart, it's another machlekes. But everybody agrees according to Rach's chart. So everybody agrees that if a woman will have an initial year on the first of this, will have an initial year on the first of this, and then the flow will continue, and then she'll have another year on the eighth, and the flow will keep on, she'll keep on having the flow of that from the into let's say the for many days, let's say beyond the 25th, so that everybody will agree, even about the Barabbas, that she will become an idol. The flow will start on the 8th of Nisan, and she'll keep on having the flow throughout the 8th, up to the 26th, and on the 26th, she'll also have a flow of down. So then, even Rabbi the Barabbas will be made there, that she's made. So it's an altogether different machlekes. Alright. Now. Excuse me, I want to finish the Gemara, please. Now, come with Kishuya. Reb Meir, Reb Meir. Come with Kishuya. Reb Meir, Reb Meir, Boyim, Bechamishi, Yei. Bishleim, Elarav. Mishkachas lo ki Rabba de Barab, because according to Rabba de Barab, so once the flow starts in the Yerizide, so then, and it continues, so there is the Aloche of Damkeshi and Iskoya. Elo Revi Kashe, so how can it be avoiding, in other words, with the matchless room, that when Rabbi Meir says, Avon v'chamishi yei, it means even if the flow starts 40 days, 50 days before the birth of the baby, and it doesn't stop, and she keeps on having the flow every day within the period of 50 days prior to giving birth to the child, so she stays there. So, according to Rabbi de Barabe, we can visualize it. In other words, 50 days, the 50 days before, let's say, she had initially on the first of Nisan, and then she again had a flow on the eighth of Nisan, and that flow did not subside. And she continued to have a flow every day. From the 8th of Nisan till the 18th of Iyar. till the, not the 18th of the year, or the 28th of the year, I mean, let's say 50 days, the 28th of the year, and the flow didn't stop every day, from the 8th of this, till the 28th of the year, she had the flow of doubt, she had the flow of doubt. So, the Barabe, it's all right, we understand. El-Maybi Kashi, Omlachem, Niko Tone, Tehiro Bichulon, Bimelido Nido, Bimelzivote. Now let's see the Rashi. Bimelido Nido, Morekoma, the Meya, Kamu Nikishino, shall we talk about Israel before we don't see us in Kiev? Are going to Hamishi, Umiu Bicholhane, are going. כי שאול ימוזי ומות ימינידס מיימידו וכי חדרה שאול ימינידס ומות ימיזי וסייר on other words within the period of 40 days 50 days prior to the lady so if she has within that period if she has a ria ימיזי so it's not מישנחנה אמרה אומר הבלי In a blood, mitayir el yomim oruim miz ben zogdeo. My time, domo, yomim rabins. נכסיב בערוכו יומים רבים וימושך קישו יעיץ המחדוס היום שנכניסו ליומים שרואים מולידו יסמי So in other words, according to Rashi's chart, so the second washing of Levi says that the whole halacha, the Damkeishi historia applies only to Zivus Deo. It doesn't apply to Zivus Tam. And then Abi Shaul, Mishnei Rabu Amar Afu Yomi Moroyim Liyiz Ben Zonotan. My time Yomi Bechol Yomi. Hosom Ksiv. So not the words. So Yomi, Uminayim Afu Yomi Zonotan Mishu Yomi Chilut Mishmai Tepreis. So according to Rashi's Pshar. So not the words. In the second Roshi, so Rav Levi and Rav have a Machlekes as to whether the dealing of Damkei Shitoyah applies only to Zivus Deo, it doesn't apply to Zivus Tano, or it applies to Zivus Tano as well. It applies to Zivus Tano as well. Now, this is Rashi. Then Tesis mentions a certain Rashi, it's another Madura. So, Luis Ben Zobedele, Rashi Pirich, we need to get the Pirish Rashi for him, but it's another Madura in Rashi. La Fuke Yudni Dale. The Ruyo Lahasku Behem Zobedeo. So it is interesting that according to the Rashi's Pshad, the Jesus mentions, it's not Rashi's Pshad here. So the Pshat in Levi, in the second Roshi, coincides with the Rashi's Pshat in Levi in the first one. This is exactly what the Rashi What Rach says in Levi Shita in the first question, that when Levi says, in Avlad Mitaya, Eloyom Mohunim Liz Ben Zobo, so Levi doesn't mean that it's an uninterrupted cheshbon. Nobody says, everybody agrees that it's an uninterrupted cheshbon here. Since she doesn't become a daily, why should any days be held in abeyance? According to Rach. But what is Levi mean? According to Rach's pshat, that in Avlad Mitaya Eloyom Mohunim Liz Ben Zobo, only if the Rie took place in those days that could affect Zivus Deva. Zivus Deva. So in other words, Rias and the first of the Dalagim, the second and the third, or Rias and the fourth and the fifth and the sixth of the Dalagim, or even Rias and the ninth and the tenth and the 11th. Historia. Mashiach came here is done, Keshi, and the 10th and the 11th, so they themselves, even if she had been a regular woman, not the illness, so couldn't affect Zivus Deva. So since they couldn't affect in a regular woman, in Zivus Deva, so maybe there's a sakosuf of Dan Keshi Toya, Dom Machzat, Dom Machmoda doesn't apply. That's the pshat in Levi's first motion according to Rash. So according to Rash's pshat, the Rashi, the Madura, the Thesis mentions, not our Rashi. So Levi says there the same aloha in the second version. The Rach Pirej. Of course, the Rach couldn't explain the second version of Levi that way, because then the second version is saying the same thing as the first version. So the Rach Pirej, La Puki Yerishi Yemshayi Shalidale, the Yehuya Adayim Yez of Yedele, in Leitira Yemgim. In Leitira Yemgim. So I come to the Rach, so it just, in the other case, in other words, that Lafuke, according to Levi, in the second motion, so if a woman had a Rias Dam, in on the first of the Dalukye, and on the second, so that dam is not a stop, because it's not all a dying leaves of the daylight in Leitira Yemim. Now, Kamu Yikishu Yo, Chedmei Yaremei Ratu Aboi Mecham Kishiyei, Kashi Tabaye, Kashi Tabaye, Damre Zobik Deiru Ktane Udi Mitayaba, Abu Yalichachei En Istomei, the second version. So Mikotone Teiru Mikulo, Koshe Sobi Menidoso Nido Bemizivoso Teiru, Tani, Hoya Rab Meyareime, Yeish Mikasho Kufnuniyei, Bemizivo Eirabeh. In other words, there is a difference that a woman should have labor pay, should have labor pay for 150 days. And sit down all these days. Of course, just being labor, not sit down, so is of no significance. Because if she doesn't sit down, so she couldn't be mayor anyway. But if there is a chatitze that a woman is expected to give birth to a child, should bleed and be in pain for 150 days straight. Keep on bleeding for 150 days prior to giving birth and be in pain and remain tail, not to come and to make tail. So how is it possible that she should bleed Bikeshi for 150 days straight and remain tail? How is it possible? Kate, Schneiden Beloyes. Suppose she started to have a reoccurring flow. Beloyes did also. In the Dalit Yay, she did not even need her. And then, Beloyes, In other words, it's Vishiva Nido. Vishiva Nido, so it's together, so it's already, of course, Shiva Nido, so Chavriya doesn't mean that Chavriya doesn't mean that she will be Teo. It means she will, Zive, she will not have to count Zayinki. So suppose she had her ears down, Biloyates the Gospel. And then, in other words, the last 2 days of the Yudalef Yeh, she had Nido Nido. And then, she bled for 7 days in the Yom Nido. So 9 days she bled. And then again, for 2 days of the Yudalef Yeh cycle, again. So it's 11 days she bled. And she still did not become Israel. Because 2 days of damage in the Yemezivo makes her only into Israel Tani, it doesn't make her into Israel Tani. Then 7 days of bleeding in the Yemezivo, so doesn't make her into, so it doesn't make her required to count Zayiki. And then 2 days again in the Yemezivo does not, even though it's not vacation. So all this bleeding doesn't have to be vacation. So it's 11 days bleeding, an application, but it still did not require her to count Zayin Ki. Count Zayin Ki. Then she started to have labor pain. Labor pain. And for 50 days, she, let's say she is a chemo, she is not a brio. So according to a mayor, that the chemo also, so it has a din of damkeichi, that is toya, for 50 days prior to the birth. So he had, and even though she kept on bleeding, she had a flow all the 50 days, but it was coupled with pain, with labor pain. So in other words, so far she has been bleeding for 61 days straight. 61 days, 11 plus 50. Then she came to birth. So, then she gave birth to a little girl. So the first 14 days she's there anyway, but she doesn't become Mizobe. Even if she keeps on having the flow uninterrupted, all the 14 days she still does not become Mizobe. And then 66 days, so it's Yeliteya. So in other words, so another 80 days, even if she keeps on bleeding, for another 80 days, she still does not become required to count energy. So we have 11 plus 50 plus 80. So in other words, 61 plus 80. So it's 141. 141 already. And then, Vishiva Nido. And then, the cycle of Yunido begins on the 81st day. So it's 141 plus 7, even though she bled all the 7 days after the completion of the 80 days of the 80 days of Yemiteya, I mean the 66 days of Yemiteya. So she already have 148 days of bleeding, and she still does not have to count Zayin Ki. And then the Yemezivo began. Yemezivo again. And she bled for another 2 days. So she still does not have to count Zayinki. So there is a chatitze that a woman should keep on bleeding for 150 days straight and not be required to count Zayinki. Only, that's the limit. But to keep on bleeding for 151 days straight and not be required to count Zayinki, that's impossible. Why? Bishnai Shahani. Omulei, in Kei, Yeshi, Kashi, Kol Yomeo, Ben Zivo Elode. So Chachonim said, no, there is a Chachit said that she should, a woman should keep on bleeding her whole life and not be required to come by the king. How is that possible? So Rashi explained. In Kenny, Kohash, Shmeich, and Kimbo, Jeśli każe lewo, wyjdzie z obu, kiedy wolno sobie dawać o niego, umisabiarec, umisejmszmeni, siwom lido, uśnajdu acharamido, umakrze hamisi, ende, wychlizere su mapeles nikiego, wychylejo, należy się, keep on having miscarriages, one after the other, even a woman who has a miscarriage is entitled to imitea. So Mimele, she'll keep on having miscarriages and she'll never become his own daily. Omal Hegel Meyer, so I mean, my dad, Chaye, Mishin, Poli, Engaging in Poli, Engaging in Poli. In other words, my dad from Mishin, Poli, keep on Shinon. So, in other words, because if you don't have reference to a woman who has a miscarriage, then it's impossible. She couldn't give birth to a viable child unless 9 months pass by. So the male will hit that 9 months. So it will necessarily entail, if she keeps on bleeding, 3 years and three successive days in the disease. So we only can visualize it in connection with a woman who has a miscarriage. Miscarriage. So then a miscarriage can take place after any number of days. Not after 9 months. So mainly it's possible to visualize that she should have a miscarriage before, keep on bleeding and have a miscarriage before she has 3 years and 3 successive days in Elizabeth. So that we cannot mention. Why? We should be falling in case she will fall. So it's not that the mayor doesn't want to discuss a case of a miscarriage. But in respect to a woman, so who has a miscarriage, so then the aloha of damkeish doesn't apply. In other words, there is a koso of domo machmas atzma, the domo machmas vodo, that if a woman has a discharge of dam coupled with pain, so then that dam istoyer only applies to a discharge of dam that is due, that results from the ultimate labor of a viable child. But if the discharge of dam does not culminate in the birth of a viable child, but in miscarriage, then even though the dam was coupled with pain, but then the zakosu doesn't apply. So the pshat is not intentionally falling that a woman only has pain if she has a real birth. If she has a miscarriage, she doesn't have pain. No, it's possible to have a miscarriage, and the miscarriage will also be coupled with pain. But the aloha, the damkeishi story applies only to damkeishi that culminates in the birth of a viable child. But if the damkeishi culminates in the birth of an infant, even if the infant will be born, even if the miscarriage will take place in the 9th month, sometimes a miscarriage takes place in the 9th month. So as long as it doesn't result in the birth of a viable child, so it's not a... Now the same thing would be true if a woman, let's say, will have an abortion performed, and she'll have the Rias Damkeishi, coupled with pain, and then before, when she's ready to give birth, so she'll tell the doctor to perform an abortion. As long as he doesn't culminate in the birth of a viable child, so then the xerosakosu of damkeishi toya doesn't apply. That's the aloha of damkeishi.
What about a stillbirth? A stillbirth the same thing?
So, viable birth is only the baby alive at one.
He's born, a living baby is born. So in other words, in Kishin reforming doesn't mean because there is no such intense pain accompanying, you know, a miscarriage as there is accompanying a real birth. No, it's indeed. There could be pain in miscarriage too, there could be pain. But that's the aloha, that the Gzeras HaKosuv of Damkeishi, Big Toil, applies only to a case where the Damkeishi culminates in a way, not in a year. Now let's see the whole Rashi. Let's see the whole Rashi. Yeish Mikasho, Shireyo Kuknun Yeim Chitzukra, Veizom Veyobel, Veroish Mikasho Kuknun Yeim, Keitza Torah, So Beis Dureyes, Dureyes Nidosa, Yudal Efyomim, Shlachan Nidosa, Shireyo Ziva, Veizom Vach, Shireyo Veyim Chitzukra, Vimora, So Shnayim Viseit, Vom Shikir Nimocho, Have a Pesach Shnayim Viseit, ונסתר לו את זיו ותחילת מיליאלי, וחושי בתיימידה, הרי תחדום בריצופים, ושניים של אחד מבקים, ודאו של מזה, וכל כמה מחל זה, כמו בני זיו ויעד וצובב. שערי זה דאו של מריצופים, ביקוש עשה חמישי, ויחלו, ואמרינו מיהו בחלו חמישי, הרי סמחל, ובין סמחל שלו במיקי בלעק, ורי כל שמיים מזובב, ואיך הוא נשמע מה בצורה סנידה, ואם תראה זין הרי מי הוא ממחס, הוא ממחס. ושתיים שלך העמידו, עושה את הענות מטיפי, ותפסיק, then she stopped bleeding, because if she doesn't stop after that, then she'll necessarily become a זמדר. והרי רואה עשו כותנו מריצוקי, ואין זובד, אבל הוא תראה יסר, אבל זובד אבו תראה חמידה, וחמישי שלו עד מתאר, אבל חמישי שלו כאילו נהיה שמיים, אם כן חשש שמיים שלו כאילו, יש לי קשו, לאילו בין זובד, ברס עם הדל של מקייבו, הוא מסע ברס, הוא מסעיף שמיים עם שיבו עמידו, שתיים ואחר עמידו, הוא מקש חמישי וחיזר עצם הפרס לקייבו, וחיל אילו, אומר להם גם מי עמד את חי עם מישהו מפורים, כבר שינו, אין כן שהוא מפורים, אין הנבל, אין הניף, הוא מתאי הקישויו, וענם בבלד יש לקייב שכבר הבינו. תודה רבה לזה. You see how Rashi explains it. In Kishu in the Poli, in Anefel Mitaya Kishui. Not that because there is no pain. There is no need of pain. Even if there is, maybe usually there is no pain. But there could be pain too. So even if there is pain, so the aloha is, it's not toy. Banan Bivadi is like Kishu Kumari. Alright, now, Toda Rabo. Yeish Reyo Meyo Yeim. 100 days, she keeps on bleeding for 100 days straight. Ven ziva yomei. So here it means, in contrast to the previous memory, which deals with the re-education, a bleeding that is coupled with labor pain. So this memory has reference to the case of a re that is not characterized by pain. By pain. So yeish reyo beloy keish, without pain. Meyo yei, 100 days. 100 days without a stop. And she still does not have to count zayikin. So the maximum is 100 days. Keitza, shnayim beloy yeis. She had 2 years under successive days. And the last 2 days of the Dalef Yeim of Mimei Zim. She doesn't have to count zayikin. For 2 days, 3 days. Then she kept on seeing on the 7 days of the meeting. So it's already 9 days. And then again she kept on seeing down on 2 days again in his meeting. So it's 11 days. But she still did not become Ushtaim Shlacharanita. So she still did not become a Zobedeo. She did not become a Zobedeo. And then she had 80 days Shalom Kehu. Then she gave birth to a child. So she 40 days she was male, but a Zobed she couldn't become, even though the flow didn't stop. Because she did become a Zobedeo. And then 66 days. So she had 11 days plus 80 days. 11 days before she gave birth, and then plus 80 days, even though she continued, the flow continued all the time. So it's already 91 days of the flow without the stop. And then the cycle of the needle again. The cycle of the needle again. So it's 98 days. And then 2 days she bled in the Yemizimo. In the Yemizimo. In the first cycle of the Yemizimo after the giving birth to a cave. So it's 98 plus 2. So it's 100. So each ray of the location. So my information. After all, I mean, the Tani is not interested in mentioning the Chatimses. Chatimses, everybody can figure out the Chatimses. There is no new aloha mentioned in mentioning the Chatimses. So what is the purpose of that price? Of course, anybody, if the Tani didn't tell us, we could ourselves think of this kind of refugees. So what's the purpose of this price? There must be a certain aloha. Michael Mashmullah, who can remember on a Yefshel Psychasakeva Beloidan? Komashmullah, the Yefshel Psychasakeva Beloidan. Now, Komashmullah, the Yefshel Psychasakeva Beloidan, the Loyefshel, because if we are going to assume that it's impossible to have a lady Yabeshte, so the male, Haven Zobe, Kishiyoto Achashnai, Shere Acharanide, the Havale, Yenride, Yenride, Shleishi, the other Hazia Kaden Lady, the Psychasakebe, Hal Zobe, Hoyo, the Kachi Roaso. So, in other words, if we say that Epshalipsi, that if shall psychasakeva down, so then it would be impossible for her not to be required to count Zayniki. Because she gave birth. And if she gave birth, according to Mandoma, the if shall psychasakeva down, so there must have been areas down, a discharge of down. So it's already 3 days. Now, three years. So, if it's 3 years, so we may lay, having Zobe, doesn't it appear from this Gemara, not like the Ramban and not like the Rambam? From this Gemara it appears. Not like the Ramban and not like the Rambam. Because since the Braisa deals with woman who has been bleeding without pain, she gave birth, so that means she gave birth and she didn't have pain, alright, that's possible. Without administering an anesthesia, it's also possible. It's not likely, but it's possible. But according to the Ramban and the Rambam, so Damkeshi, the historia, and she doesn't have to count any kicking, doesn't mean Dafke. If the Arias Dam was coupled with pain. The fact that it was coupled with pain shows that the Arias Dam is due to the lady. But suppose the Arias Dam that comes out with the Psychasakeva, that's certainly due to the lady. So even if she didn't have pain, so she didn't have pain. But it's Don Machas Lodo. So the Ramban says, that she doesn't have to count on the key. That's the Ramban's argument, and she's the Rambam also like that. Then she's the Rambam also like that. That's, according to Magen Mishneh, that's the Rambam's pshat in Hananiah's deed. In other words, that if there was lady, even though she didn't have pain, she was shaved. But the lady itself is considered like age. Whether she has pain, she doesn't have pain. Because the only business why Damkenshi is so ill is because his dog machas lot. So if she doesn't have pain, but if it came out from the uterus, it's simultaneously with the lady, so it's certainly due. It's due to the lady. It's not of menstrual allergy. if it came out simultaneously with the lady. So in the lady, it's toyer. So then the question is, how does the Gemara say, "La'afikem mandoma li'efshal tzichasakel avleidam, komashkelon li'efshal tzichasakel avleidam"? So what is the Ramban doing with this Gemara? So it's a Gemara before Eshes, not like the Ramban. So the Ramban discusses. But the question is Dam Kenichi? How is she Zobe? Ainuho, Domo Mahmas Bodo, Yisamize, Lekel Ukme, Elobin Foli, the rest location. So the Ramban says that this Gemara that says, Komashmon, the Epshali Psychasakeva, the way down, so the Gemara doesn't mean that there is such a thing as a Lady Yabesh. That's another shot. But the Gemara doesn't say that this Braise holds like the Mandoma. There is a Mandoma who holds that there is such a thing as Lady Abeshe, even the lady of the viable child, without any bleeding. But this Braise does not necessarily have to hold like this. This Braise is only saying, Lafuken Mandoma, Yevshel Psychasakeda of the Loidam, even the Psychasakeda of the miscarriage, Komashnalon, that the psychasakeva of the miscarriage can take place without it. But as far as lady or the viable child is concerned, that's another question. The Gemara does not commit itself on that question. So in other words, this braise, the Ramban says, has reference to a case of a miscarriage. So Mele, and in case she didn't fall. In case she didn't fall. So Galoche, the dam, case she is toyer, doesn't apply to miscarriage. So that's why Gemara says that the only reason as to why she doesn't have to count Zayinikin, because if she only says I can't dam, there could be a miscarriage without dam. But if there could, if it entails dam, if the discharge of dam, so then, she would have to count Zayinki. She would have to count Zayinki. Because it wasn't Domo Machmas Lodo of Vlatkayon. It was Domo Machmas Lodo Neifu. Not Lodo Vlatkayon. Only Domo Machmas Lodo Vlatkayon is Toya. Not Domo Machmas Lodo Vladneifu. This is what Ramban says. So he says, Diebe Vladnialie. First of all, he says, usually, so there is, how could there be? How could there be such a thing, I mean, that a woman should give birth to a child and without pain? So I mentioned the breast shia, I mean, from the Gemara. Yes, that suppose she has an anesthesia administered the way many women do today, and she has no pain, she's put to sleep. So that's certainly considered as pain. Because from the Gemara, machmas tumbo de nokit, komashmalon that it's not tumbo, the implication being, that if it had been established that it's a question of immunity, of insensitivity to pain, so then it's considered as vacation. Just because she became immune to pain, just because she became insensitive to pain. So that does not negate the character of vacation, the fact that an anesthesia, an insensitivity to pain was affected. So what is it? So what is an anesthesia? That's a real tumbe. That's a real tumbe. So, but But ordinarily, it's very unlikely that a woman should give birth to a child without a miracle. So, but then he says, hey, and suppose she will give birth to a child without pain, pain or no pain is not important. It's only indicative. The pain is indicative of the fact that it's Dovah Machlas Vodov. So if she doesn't have pain, but if we know it's Machlas Vodov, if it's Machlas Pshiras HaKever, then certainly it's Damkei Shemper. That is Ramban Shiten, that is also the Ramban Shiten. Except that Ramban spells it out explicitly. The Ramban doesn't spell it out explicitly. Marek Mishneh says that it is Ramban. But the Ramban spells it out explicitly. Now, Tetsu Shite is to the country. Tetsu, in the Rabbi Nipomim Motsinu Lashkuch HaYisa Mikotnun, Ke Yehuda Vecheskiye, Yehuda Vecheskiye, Bnei Vatchiye, were a twin, but they were a very strange twin. I mean, as a matter of fact, many masculine, 150 years ago, ridiculed the Gemara about Yehuda Vecheskiye, because Yehuda Vecheskiye is something that happens, but there is a record in medical history, there is a record of such things. Of usually, if a twin is born, so there can be a difference, let's say, in 6 hours, 8 hours, 10 hours, the usual twin, not more. But Yehuda Vecheskiye, there was a difference between the birth of one and the birth of the other of almost 3 months. That's an unusual case. And doctors have a medical record of such twins. And that was Yehuda Vecheskiye. They are both the sons of Rabchiye. Yehuda Vecheskiye. So Tehme, the Rabbi following what Tzino Vashkuche Yehisa Mikofno. So we could visualize a case of Yehisa Mikofno Mikufnun yei, without before, might that higher machine falling, in case you fall, then you have before, but you must create some Mikufnun. Okay, Yehuda Vecheskiye. So, in other words, a woman gave birth to a twin, and one was born about 90 days after the other. Yehuda Vecheskiye. So suppose a woman gives birth to a twin, and there is a difference, so the usual twin, so they are both born on the same day, but if there is a difference of 90 days, so then she is entitled. Let's say if a woman would give birth to twin girls, but if you give birth to twin girls, and there will be a difference of 90 days between the birth of one and the birth of the other, then she'll be entitled to 40 days and 80 days and 66 days. Yemiteyach. So, Tehmed Rabbi for in Matzim Lashkechum and Yisam Kofnun, Ken Yud Necheskiye, Ve'acha Havlad Hashemi, Tiska Shneinu in Kenwo. And it will be 80 days, will count at 80 days after the birth of the second one, not after the first one. So it's even more than Kufnun. So why does the Mia say literally Kasha Kufnun Yei? And more than Kufnun Yei is only Shayach to visualize in connection with the miscarriage. But with the birth of viable children, then it's not Shayach to visualize. We cannot visualize indefinitely. But for more than Kufnun Yei, we can visualize without the miscarriage. Because that is so unusual, so the Braise doesn't want to discuss such unusual cases. Vintema. V'alei b'loi keishi mishtachas kol yomeo shalitei zove kigei sheipiro acha peir nikeibo. V'zayim v'nido, u'beiz yomim acha nido, u'bish v'im v'bisom v'oga v'yeish v'ye kuf yomim, ikel v'imar v'bivchat v'admaya, iname v'ben kayome. So that's the raya from this thesis, that the Sidre Tara mentions. I mentioned before, that the Sidre Tara says The Tetzvah is chilek on the Ramban and the Rambam. And Tetzvah Shita is that even if the dam that is not coupled with pain emanates from the Moker simultaneously with the lady, but if it is not coupled with pain, it does not have anything of damkeshi. Damkeshi. That's the issue. So he mentions a riot from the Tetzvah that from Zion and Aleph, the lowermost Tetzvah, Shobi Omar and Sisares. And this Tetzvah. So I said at that time, the Tetzvah from Rob Omar and Sisares, there is no riot. But from this Tetzvah, it's Mucher. So that's the this Tetzvah. So Vishwa may be some of the Mishra if you want to name a flood, not my. Not a woman who had two birds. Iname, Ben Kayome, Aber Hoche, Meile Binifoli, Milikoma, so there's a text, in case you Binifoli. So the Yeshlema, so that's the Kashi, so Tisa says, the Yeshlema, the Meile Binifoli, the Yeshlema. Anyway, but Tisa says, the Bishlema will be some of Shabbin Yeshlema, the Adit Abadimore, the other price of Yeshlema, Meilein, Ben Zivayla Ben, so then, so we can, so we can say that there the price mentions only a chetitze that is shayach to be vatayom vatayom. Avul hochem ayin b'nifolim komar in kishin b'nifolim. So the kashin is so even the roi kishin. So why does this price mention dafke kishin kufnayim dafke al the kishin? But if without Kenshi, we can visualize, But Adabuche, the importance of this thesis is, because this thesis says, Ubishleim be some of the Yeshleim Kufyomi, Ikleimimad Fraad Ladmaire, Inami Ben Kayome. So he's explicitly Chilk and Ramban, because the Ramban applies that price of Yeshleim Yomi, to Dafke to Enepo. Not to a Ben Kayom. And Tetzvah supplies that price of Yeshrei Yedomi, Ben Zivayla Ben to a Ben Kayom. So we see the Tetzvah is Chelek. The Tetzvah is Chelek and the Rambam's Shite. And Tetzvah Shite is, that even if the woman has the discharge of Dam in the Yemizime simultaneously with the lady, so we are sure that it's due, that it is due to the Machmas Lodo. Machmas Lodo, since it is not coupled with pain, so Mimele, the Xerosakosu of Damkin Shitoya doesn't apply. And she is Tomei, and she has to count Zaniki. Because according to Tetzvah, when Gemara says, "Komashnulon," the Efshol Tzadakelo Edam, because if we would say, "Efshol Tzadakelo Edam," so in other words, if there would be a lady that is not Yabeshte, so then she would have to count Zayiki. But is Dovo Machmas Lodo? Is the Dam that is Machmas Lede? The answer is, since the Braise discusses a woman who is Lede Dam Gevoitish, so the lady itself was the Lord Kishu. So since the lady itself was the Lord Kishu, so the male that the Sakosu of Dam Kishu Toya doesn't apply. Now, but, as I said last time, that in the case where a woman does not have pain because she is put to sleep, because an anesthesia is being administered to her, in that case, even according to Tetzvah, she wouldn't have to count Zayiki, because that's the raya from the Gemara. But she doesn't have any pain. But tum bevalmo dinokatlo. Komashvlon, we don't say tum bevalmo dinokatlo. We don't say tum bevalmo dinokatlo. But the implication being that if it had been established that the reason as to why she didn't have pain was because tum bevalmo dinokatlo. What is Tumbe? In other words, she became immune to pain because she already suffered so much. She accustomed herself to have so much pain that she became immune. So in other words, what's an anesthesia? In other words, the person is insensitive to pain, was made insensitive to pain. So from this Gemara, so the question is, how about Bishlam according to the Rambam or like, if it's to the Rambam, we look at law. So the Mela, we know that it's Machmas Vlova. But according to Bishlam, says, even if we know it's Machmas Vlova, but if there's no pain, so then, it's Tomei, so it's not Tomei, Damkeishi is based upon the fact that it's coupled with pain. So even if two of them are not at all, so it's still, but there is no pain. The answer is, if it's a case of Tumbe, then it's considered as she had pain. So when does the Taisa say that this price has referenced the case of the lady, but the lady was not coupled with pain when it wasn't, when the absence of pain was not due to any anesthesia, to any insensitivity. For another reason, so in such a case, it's male. But if it is due to anesthesia, then it's still the Baumel, so then it's considered as if it had been coupled with pain. Now, so it will have a meaning now from the Karaite.